League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time now to catch up with the Houston Dynamo owner, Ted Siegel. Well, Ted, first of all, I just want to thank you very much for coming on the air. I know the fans are excited to hear from you here tonight. And I guess my first question to you would just simply be, are the fans going to see in Houston a little bit more? Because that's one thing they've clamored for. They want their owner to be out in front and they want to see him.
Yeah, look, you can definitely count on me to be there quite a bit. I anticipate coming down in September and wish I could have made it to a few more games earlier this summer. A few family obligations kept me away. As you guys know, I'm a parent of some young children. There's a lot of obligations I have with them. I was able to make it, unfortunately, not coinciding with the game. Earlier in the month in conjunction with our World Cup bid. And so I was able to meet with our team and our staff then and look forward to coming in next month as well.
Ted Siegel, Houston Dynamo owner, joining us here. Okay, so Matt Jordan has moved on the general manager position. These are tough decisions in life, in sports, no question about it. The search for the replacement, will that come, do you believe, within MLS? Could that be outside MLS? Have you determined that?
Look, I don't want to give away all of the elements of our search because, for starters, we're not the only club currently out there in the marketplace looking for somebody to fill the GM position. There's at least two other clubs that I'm aware of that are openly doing it right now. What I will say is that we will certainly be looking at candidates with MLS experience. MLS experience, given the unique rules of MLS and the unique style of play, certainly is an important thing and a factor we're going to consider.
On the role of your head coach now, I know you're a big fan of Tab Ramos. I certainly am. What's his status? This is year two of his contract. Where does the head coach sit right now? Because head, heart, and soul tells me this is, you know, fans want to know about this too.
Sure. What I'll say is that there are no imminent decisions being made with respect to Tab. What I said on announcement day is that we're going to give everybody a fair shake. Although it wasn't decision that I sought to make or enjoyed making, rather, with respect to Matt, who I have to say is a person of the finest character and I know was invested and deeply desired success in the club. We are where we are in the standings, and we are in a 15-game winless streak, which has coincided a lot with my short stint as owner. And so that coupled with our past record of success or lack thereof under Matt's tenure led me to that specific decision. But with respect to other personnel, I'm not going to state that any decision is imminent.
Ted, is it a role that could be filled by two people? You know, could you have a sporting director and then somebody that's more of a GM type? Is that something that's considered?
It is certainly going to be a consideration. We're making our evaluations right now. We are in our early days of the search. We're going to see what type of candidates we're able to field and who express interest to be here. I do think it is an appealing location and appealing opportunity, both with respect to, again, the quality city and the successful history of Houston, and hopefully some folks who are encouraged by new ownership. And that combination draws folks to Houston. I will also say, just going back to the topic of Tab, I would anticipate anybody coming into the new role of GM will have some input with respect to our head coaching position.
He's Ted Siegel, owner of the Houston Dynamo. We're really excited that you're on the show, and I think fans are going to really enjoy the fact that you're being this open, and we really, really do appreciate it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about roster spend in the future, because the competitive side obviously is an area the fans go to right away, and you know they got inquiring minds. They want to know what's going to happen. So in let's say a current 27-team league, where do you want to fall as far as roster spend?
I'm not going to get into the very specifics of where we're going to be. What I will say is that we have set an objective to spend materially higher than we were last year. I think the team or our fans rather will be pleasantly surprised with what shakes out with respect to roster spend in the coming offseason. I'll also note that to the extent that folks are disappointed with the lack of spend to date, I hope that they can appreciate the well-versed soccer fans that they are, that there are only certain things that you can do mid-season, inheriting the roster that we inherited and changing things midstream as compared to in an off-season.
Yeah, and I have said it repeatedly on this show. I've said to the fan base that this is not going to all change in the blink of an eye and the click of a finger. You know, you have to have time to analyze the business, do the things you got to do. And frankly, you know, I'll defend you till the day is over that, look, you're not responsible for what occurred prior. This is a clean slate for Ted Siegel. It's a clean slate for the Houston Dynamo. So I'm sure that's fans are going to love hearing that. So as much as we talk about the competitive side, well, before I move on to this, let's just talk about stars. Stars are important in sports. You know that people are attracted to a singular guy for teams. Is that something that you think is important in MLS and for the Houston market?
I think it's getting the right star, because I think we've seen examples in MLS of the right star translating into great success for the club. And you've seen other individuals who might be taking a victory lap in MLS, although that's less of the less commonplace now than in previous times in MLS. But you've seen examples of folks coming into MLS who are so-called stars and not playing that way. So we recognize the risk of devoting a lot of resources into the to a given individual. And so we're going to be very thoughtful about that. I do think that we have certain players in mind that we're already starting to talk about. I'm not going to divulge who they are right now, but we think could be difference makers. We definitely need difference makers, and think that would be a good fit with our club and our city.
Ted Siegel joining us here, and we're really appreciative of this. This is a very important interview for Dynamo fans, because they've asked for questions, and your owner's here to take them tonight, and we appreciate your coming on the program. All right, so as much as we talk about the competitive side, what about the front office? Will there be changes in the front office and the way operationally things are done and personnel?
So I, as I said on my announcement, we're going to give everybody a fair shake. I think what we just announced yesterday is the result of one assessment. We're continuing to make assessments. I would add, as we've started this discussion, that no further changes are currently imminent, but we're making a holistic review of all facets of the organization and how we can improve it, from our front office to our training ground to our stadium, and so that there's a lot that's in the works.
Do you, in your mind, culturally have some change that you want to see occur, maybe from the communication standpoint? You know, I think one of the things I hear from fans is a lot. There's a bit too much of a marketing spin on things sometimes. And I think what they're trying to grab at is more substance, less spin a little bit, move that needle a little bit. Are those things that you're looking at as well, as far as the way the organization presents itself?
So I'm not sure that I can comment on attempts at spin. What I will say in the culture that I'm trying to imbue here is a culture of winning. And that starts first and foremost on the pitch. And if we have a commitment to success on the pitch, I do think that that should translate to a commitment to success in all facets of the organization. And a culture of winning and success, I think, is one of these kind of virtuous cycle sorts of things where once you get the snowball rolling, hopefully it continues in that fashion. So, again, first and foremost is our commitment to success on the pitch, and we think good things, including our ability to market our club in the community, will follow from that.
So setting that bar higher, obviously, is going to be a big deal. And a winning culture is very important. Look, you've got more business experience than I'll ever have, so I'll say that up front. But how do you instill that in your organization? I mean, does that come through hires? Does it come through additional motivation in other ways, changing the culture? How do you do that as a businessman?
Yeah, so I think there are a few elements to it, and the sports business and professional sports is unique from a lot of other business organizations. So my reference to success on the pitch is irrelevant to a lot of other businesses. But I will say it's instilling the right people in the appropriate positions, giving them the resources to succeed, which I'm not always certain has been the case in the past year. And as I've said before, and I continue to commit, there will be a commitment to devoting the resources necessary to succeed. And it's applying appropriate performance metrics to gauge whether that success is occurring.
Houston as a soccer community, what do you see?
I see a passionate, passionate sports fan base and passionate for their soccer. Look no further than what we saw over this past summer with the Gold Cup. We had packed stadiums here at BBVA and over at NRG, represented by every nation, not only in North and Central America, but from all over the world. And that is really what is so appealing about the sport of soccer married with the city of Houston. There's so much potential here. It's on display time and again, and we've recently seen it with international play. And I hope that we can carry that sort of support over to our everyday performance with the Dynamo in MLS.
Ted Siegel, Houston Dynamo owner, joining us here. Privileged to get your time. All right, so those authentic fans that you just spoke about that were coming out for the Gold Cup and that continually support Mexico when they come here, and they come from all over the world, as you said, very diverse soccer community. How do we reach out in the future, or have you thought a lot about reaching out in the future to the authentic soccer fan, which, in my opinion, in the past has been neglected? That's just my very humble judgment. And will there be, additionally to that, more Hispanic outreach, you think, in the future?
Well, I certainly welcome more Hispanic outreach. There needs to be recognition that this is a significant component of our community. And that community is very enthusiastic about the sport of soccer. If they are holding back from their support, it does continue to come back to a question of what is the product that we are offering them. And even if we make the fan experience as wonderful as we can possibly make it, which we're working on, by the way, in terms of making improvements to BBVA and drawing people just to enjoy a day at the stadium, they're not going to keep coming back if the quality of the play isn't up to par. And so it all goes back to winning and our commitment to winning, devoting the resources to succeed. And it's going to be an incremental process. We're working to do it. Like I said, in the off season, have intentions to allocate significant capital to improve our player spend. And I'll just further note, because I haven't had an opportunity to note it yet, we're happy with some of the guys that we brought on in our short stint as owners. We're very pleased with the way teenage is playing. Coco is an incredible midfielder. Just what he can do with the ball borders on wizardry, in my opinion. And so we have certain elements, foundational elements in place already, and we're just looking to build on that.
I'm going to use wizardry, if that's okay with you, Friday night on the broadcast. I like that, actually. I don't think I've ever used that.
So. What you can do.
We'll make sure we credit you on that one. Okay, so if we just continue on with Houston as a city, and you know, I look at what other clubs do. They involve a lot of their locals, whether it's player development, whether it's in front offices that have, and this is the big piece of it, soccer passionate backgrounds, a deep rooted passion for the sport. Do you feel this organization needs a few more Houstonians in there? And additionally to being Houstonians, those that have a deep rooted passion for the game?
Well, of course, we need people who have a deep rooted passion for the game. That's essential to the success of a club like ours. What I will say is it would be very nice to add additional Houstonians to our organization. And in particular, what I'd like to highlight, and you, Glenn, as somebody who has been involved with the sport in this city since 1984, I'd like to welcome back a lot more of our players from the glory days, right? And so Brian Ching is somebody who's been a friend to our organization for a long time. And I will say that in the days and months over, my short stint as owner, I'll keep reiterating, it's only been about 60, 70 odd days. I have been heartened by the amount of outreach I've had from Dynamo alums. And it shows that they care, the passion that they have, how invested they are in the success of this organization, and how proud they are of the legacy that they left and that they would like to see resurrected.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing, because we let a lot of good ones get away, and they're contributing in other places. And, you know, Craig Weibels of the world, the Pat Onstads, I love that you're on top of that in a very, very big way. Presence in Houston, you said you'll come during the year. Will you be available to come on shows like this every once in a while? I mean, like, can we invite you back every once in a while for sort of an update from the top man? Because, again, I think tonight this will be a big hit for the fans.
Glenn, you don't need to invite me back. If you weren't inviting me, I'd be volunteering. I'm happy to come on programs like this. I'm happy to make myself available. I think it's an important part of my involvement as an owner. And so not only will you be seeing more of me on the ground, but I'm happy to come back anytime that you welcome me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd Ramos has done a very good job of opening the doors to the team to us. We appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate you coming on tonight. This has been a great interview. Thank you for letting me get right to the really, really important topics here. Thank you for volleying them right back. And again, I think everybody who listened in here tonight will be very, very pleased with this. So Ted, thank you very much. Best of luck. And you know what? I got to ask you one more thing. Houston, as a city, where have you gone? Any restaurants? Let's lighten it up here for a second. Any places that you really like going restaurant wise, or, you know, when you've come here on your visits, what is it about the city? Because I'm an East Coast guy too. It was very different when I got here, but I've come to love this place. So tell me about what's enlightened you about the city of Houston.
Look, I am somebody who loves a good meal and a good night out at a restaurant. And so there's a lot that are continuing to be on my list. Having our stadium in the Edo neighborhood, I've been trying to make my way over to Nancy's Hustle. That's one of the ones that I'm trying to get to in the coming moments that I'm in town. I'm a huge barbecue fan. So I will take any and all recommendations on that front. So far, the one in pole position is Pinkerton's. Although if people have a differing point of view, again, I welcome it. And you can probably catch me at some of those places.
Yeah, growing up, I realized I really did not know what barbecue was till I got down here. I mean, I did know what a hamburger was because it was served twice a day, probably. But no question about it. Well, listen, Ted, I'll give you BCN. I'll give you Hugo's. I'll give you FM Kitchen and Bar, and I will also give you really cool pub for soccer games called Hugh O'Connor's. And with that, I want to thank you very much for coming on tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks again, Glenn.
All right. That's Ted Siegel, Houston Dynamo owner. All right. So Dynamo fans, you may be happy with that. I think that's fantastic from Ted Siegel. I think you're going to hear more from him on this show. And I think to get an owner that's out front and was at Canada tonight, that's a win-win-win.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.